already here. Now, see that this doesn't go on air at any time because, like, our lives are at cost here. All of our lives. These are serious people that have been doing it for, like I said, since I knew the family 56, but it's an ongoing problem with organized crime that started in the, you know, as soon as the mob hit in on the shores, the WAPs. Need I say anymore? Anyway, and the Zionist cabal, the both of them started working hand in hand. And when you watch all these films regarding the gangs of New York, they're dead on. It's always a fighting for the turf, and they're ruthless. They don't care who they chop off with what axe at what time. Anyway, this is one of the arsons. Two times they went into the same place. It's called the Woodbine Racetrack. And this happened August, approximately there, the early mornings of August the 4th, 2002, where they started a barn. It started a fire in a barn, and it took out 34 horses. So the total damages were like $4.5 million and something, he was telling me, Clyde and Paul, both of them told me about this because they were laughing. The horses were worth about $2.5 million, just the horses alone. So it's including, the horses as well. So it was for insurance purposes again. Now, what I was told by Paul, the arson specialist of the family, if I ever say anything, I'll have a horse's head in my bed, just like the film The Godfather. Mm-hmm. Now, horses' heads, Paul and Clyde both left all over the Ontario rural area where they were the owners of horses that raced at Woodbine. So there's information that you can get on the internet on it if you look for it, right? Mm-hmm. But it's hidden, like you said. This Wikipedia is doing their best to hide everything. They'll get you all the particulars. Now, Clyde took me to show me where he had gone in with these great big wire cutters that can cut wires like butter, he said. So same spot. And then he showed me. That's the first time I ever, laid my eyes on the Woodbine Racetrack. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the time that Kennedy did the speech was September the 20th. He went before the UN, right? And what he had done was the General Assembly speech. So the day he gave that speech, that's when it was finito for JFK. That was the doomsday. As soon as he said the speech,
because what was it about the speech?
The speech was about the fact of Israel having a secret nuclear plant. They had to get in. He was quite crass about it. He said, I hadn't had any response to my other letters, which I think he went over in his assembly, and that's all in the archives. So anyway, what happened is Clyde got wind of it, right? That the take is on the way, and I told you what he did was that weekend did a number of arsons. One of them, which I saw when he had this in the Bayview. It's Bayview and Eglinton, and I was at a family restaurant there, and I saw Clyde in a small phone booth, and he left a bottle of nitroglycerin there. So I went home, and I thought, what the hell is that? But I didn't go near the bottle, right? Then I go home, but Clyde's waiting for me in the bushes, and that's when he put that gun into the back of my head, forced me into the house, and said he just blew up the Oakwood lumber yard, and he was wearing orange to blame the orange men that day. Jesus. Anyway, that was the day that I learned that JFK is on his way out, and he already knew about the opened memo scene, because he had talked about that to me. So in his tirade, that if I don't say anything, and that was the gun that shot Tippett that he held to my back of my neck.
The gun that shot Tippett?
Yeah. It was in my brother's room at 45 Marlboro, and I used to handle it myself. I was trying one time to draw everything that was in there from
What caliber is it?
Off the top of my head, I can't remember, but it's a small little black gun, and on the handle, it has sort of like a cross hatching.
Okay.
Don't ask me. I've got too much information in my head. What bullet, what caliber, what gun. It was a small little black gun, right? Jesus Christ. The information that has been stockpiling in my head, and people say, oh, well, you quite don't have it right. Well, should I have even a brain left after all the intimidation I've undergone?
Haley, I was only asking because the caliber is known from the shell casings that were found at the scene. That's all.
Right.
Don't get upset with me.
Okay, sorry about that. But anyway, what he usually does is he likes to pick up shell casings so there's nothing left behind. But if it's the worst of the worst, he has to just leave the gun, and you know, like the one when he did that Colonel Attila Alticut or whatever, he threw the gun right into the car and just got away. His escape rope was through the bushes, out of the way, and end the story. In, out, everything is so planned that the authorities can't even get their act together in time. So you wonder where the hell is the orders coming from. All the time, the police are puzzled. I can't stand the word puzzled anymore. But you can find all these things. So what I'm doing, trying to separate, as the cops told me, each of these divisions want, York wants theirs, Toronto wants theirs, the Ottawa wants theirs. There's not a great big, working together. Because when I approach these cops, say, what I saw visibly with my own hands, that's not my turf. Oh, really? It's not your mandate? It's not your turf? You know?
Well,
so anyway,
they're all scared shitless.
I'm going to take them all down. I've had it with these assholes. When Tony Smith told Clyde, right, what he did to Clyde, he sent Clyde to kill me, a cop. A Toronto police officer, Detective Sergeant Tony Smith. I'll never, ever forget when a cop orders my hit and two other cops laugh. And I've downloaded their faces so you can see them. Here, let me just get the names so you see what these suckers look like. I can't find Tony Smith's on there. I'll never, ever, ever get over something like that. When you go begging on bended knees, get help, and all of these families have never had their cases solved, and then they get the runaround. They've already told me. I don't know how many people that are victim families told me that the cops, the OPFP, have given me the runaround. The Ottawa police have given me the runaround. The Montreal police have given me the runaround. The Toronto police have given me the runaround. Believe you me, I've spoken to quite a few of these individuals here.
Would you say most of what you've told me, you've also told to the police at some level, or the mounted police, or whatever?
Right, I spoke to the highest there. Okay, I didn't speak to Zaccardelli, the head of the RCMP, but I spoke to Ben Sauvay.
Right, most of them have. You've told one or another authority most of what you have told me, right?
Right. So what I told for quite a long conversation I had most of the afternoon with that Mark Burke. He was from the RCMP.
Okay.
Right? And Clyde wanted to take out the Prime Minister of Canada, Harper, there. And what happened was Harper was the one who sent Mark Burke, Harper. He wasn't a prime minister. He was an MP, an opposition person at that time. So Mark Burke was sent under the instructions of the Harper office, because I called there. And then Ben Sauvé had nothing to do with calling Mark Burke. But it, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Finish it up.
So what happened was I went to them. I called the field agent regarding the Stinger missiles, a field agent, an FBI field agent, and he said, we have no jurisdiction in Canada. You have to go to CSIS. So CSIS sent me to, the Toronto Police Homicide. What are we talking here? We're talking 2.5 million Stinger missiles? A homicide cop's got to deal with it. Are you kidding me? So that's where Tony Smith, ordered my hit. They don't want this stuff to come out because it comes out.
How long ago was that, Haley?
I was on the Cloak and Dagger show. It was around 2000. And one, two.
So did you get the missile story out on Cloak and Dagger?
Yeah, that's the way I got the missile story out on Cloak and Dagger.
Okay.
And then happened was, I've got to put this all in a time frame. It's I am so tired. I haven't eaten all day and haven't even,
Well, why don't you relax?
I'm trying to find these things. One thread, one cop, help me. Jesus Christ. I'll take you all down for complicity, organized crime that works with organized cops that will keep the Alberta code going, and everyone is just keeping what piece of pie they get for themselves, and they don't care about any goddamn witnesses. Off them if any witnesses come forth. The reward system is for the witnesses to come forth for them to find out who knows what. And then they off you by an accident, like Clyde said, watch out if you walk by a building because some scaffolding could fall on you or a construction site. So I don't walk around in my life too much, just for trying to get out to the basics to get a bit of food and then back to my story here so that I somehow can take it to the world. This is beyond comprehension. Beyond any kind of, who I also spoke to was the head, a special organized crime unit, a guy by the name of, I think it was Dennis something, and then, let me try to think of his name. I can't think of off. Anyway, I'll think of it. I'm just going to eat dinner right now. Overexerted with stuff and get this done and
well,
do
keep
that.
Work, keep working, keep working on it, and
anyway,
I'll talk.
I'll think of the name. It was an OPP head
Haley.
Guy from the OPP Organized Crime Unit, and
Haley.
He said, who didn't want this mellow dead? Don't feel so bad. I said, well, when I got home, I just about barfed my dinner because on the other side of the table was that Anthony Camiso, the one that was wanted by Interpol, for the Italy's Most Wanted. Oh, how can any small person, I'm an old person now, a disabled old person, why do you push? These guys should have done something. Why is it on the onus on my back to prove all the shit? Well, I'm going to do it. Somehow, I started as a small, scrawny little kid who was almost killed. Over and over, she was saved. I don't know what kept me from saving. Even that Robert Galen Ross said, I don't know why you're alive, Haley. You should have been taken out a long time ago. Kind of thorn on the side because I saw, I don't know why it was me, the person who saw everything going on. Heavy stuff. Okay, anyway, I'm going to have dinner, so I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah, we'll talk tomorrow.
All right, have a good night.
Tomorrow. You too.
Bye.
Bye.